professional website?
Zero. And as we just pointed out, this is the Noontime Public Affairs program on KAFM 88.1 Grand Junction, Colorado. My name is Rick Castellini. Across from me on the board is...
I'm Adam Cochran.
And we have a special guest this month. We have Annie Payne. Is Annie's mic on?
Yeah, I think so. Try it out.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Annie. We have special guest because we have a we've done actually pretty good, Adam. We've done 4 or 5 shows in a row. We've actually had a topic.
It's a whole lot easier when we do it once a month instead of once a week.
I think so. Production goes a little easier.
Produce it and think about the topic. It's pretty nice.
But this month, we're going to be talking about social networking. We're going to explain that is and what it's all about and what the hoopla is and if there is things to be concerned about. Annie, we brought in because she has been working the social networking for how long?
I've been blogging without obligation for 3 years.
And does that include the Hot Mamas?
Yeah, Hot Fruit of Moms was my very first blog.
It's not a porn site.
No. Okay. It started out just as a way not to keep my husband awake at night.
Okay.
I had my mind filled with all just sorts of drivel, as he called it. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna start a blog. I'm gonna write some of this down, entertain my family, and entertain my friends.
And sometimes we do it for ourselves.
That's right. Because you have to blog like nobody's commenting. You just have to be.
You just got to do it for the love of blogging.
Right.
Now you might also have seen Annie's name in the Grand Junction Sentinel.
That's right.
You write about every 2 weeks. You mentioned.
I write every other week for the Home and Garden section.
On Friday, Saturday.
Saturdays.
Saturdays. Home and Garden.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, Annie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is the big radio program that's known as lots of different things. Castellini on Computers.
Each week.
Computer
we
Help with Rick and Adam. KFM, Noontime Public Affairs, Computer Guys. Pick your poison there. And you can call us and talk to us today and ask us a question. Doesn't have to be about social networking. We can open it up. And the phone number is 970. Adam, you got the phone number? 241-8801.
Yep.
Extension
I think it's,
one.
No, it's not extension one.
It's not one?
No.
I'm looking it up.
It's like 201 or something. We know what we're doing here. Here, let's ski. Let's go to...
What did I do with it? There it is.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We'll beat you to it.
Oh, John's going to tell us.
208.
It is one.
It is one? Yeah, it is one.
You got to do 208.
Oh, that's when I do the transfer 208.
Yeah, you got it.
I gotcha. Okay.
I thought.
Now
I was
everybody's
right
gonna hack into our system. Okay, extension one.
Extension.
And then I know how to do the transfer thing. You can't do anything about that. That's my job.
That's you on that side of the board. 970-241-8801, extension one. Since we just confused everyone out there in radio land, and you can call and talk to us about social networking, your experiences, positive, negative, or indifferent. Social networking, in a nutshell, I guess, can be defined as gathering a group of people around a common subject. I guess if I titrate it down to a real something simple.
Birds of a feather online.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Don't you think that'd be the simplest way to describe it?
I would.
And today, probably the most common social networking website would be?
I think right now, Facebook, but I think people hear the word MySpace a lot, too, and I think they kind of combine those two. Let me... Well, we did have a flashing phone there for a second. Somebody, if you're trying to call in, go ahead and give us a call. Yeah, there we go. Nope, nobody's calling in right now. But I think the most common ones that you're hearing right now, the buzzword right now is Facebook. Everybody's talking about Facebook, and I think it's because it's reaching a different genre than MySpace and some of the other ones have in the past.
I'll let you get that. And yeah, Facebook just surpassed in 2007. The number more subscribers than MySpace, which was kind of
that.
The
you know I would believe
MySpace
that.
Was kind of
we've
the
got
common...
somebody on the line with us, by the way.
Oh, you already got
yeah
it?
Hi
oh,
you're on fast. The air with Rick and Adam and Annie today. How are you doing?
Real good, thank you. I had something happen this morning on my computer and I wanted to run it by you to see what took place. Everything's fine, but I don't understand what it was.
Okay.
I'm on dial-up. I've got XP. I was on Foxfire browser.
Okay.
I was Googling to find a grout scrubber machine. And
and you mentioned you're on dial-up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I clicked on one of the sites on Google, and a small little grout scrubber site came up, and had a picture of their homepage of the scrubber.
Okay.
And the Foxfire, you know, the circle in the upper right-hand corner stopped turning, so it was all downloaded. But in the bottom left-hand part of the screen, it said that this company was still sending information. I forget the wording.
Okay.
But it locked up my cursor. Everything just locked up.
Okay.
And I, so I pushed the escape button, and nothing happened. I waited for a while longer. My cursor still was locked up, so I decided I'll just turn the power off. So I hit the power button.
Okay.
It wouldn't work. And then I
did you hold the power button in?
Pardon?
Did you hold the power button in?
No, I just pushed it in and out.
Well, the one thing, and this is a good tip for everyone out there, if your computer locks up, a lot of people try to shut it off. They'll just push it and let go. The only way you can shut a computer off, a modern computer that's probably in the last 10 years, is to push the power button in and hold it for 10 to 15 seconds, and then it'll shut off.
Is that called a hard power down? Is that what
that,
I...
Yep, that would be called.
Hey.
Good job, man.
Well, what I ultimately did was unplug it from the wall.
Okay.
And I waited about 5 minutes and rebooted again, and everything's fine. But how could that site have locked up my cursor?
I'm going to say because it's probably dial-up. I actually am starting to turn down clients that call me that have dial-up internet, because dial-up internet is really, I hate to say it, there's very few times with computers that I say that you have something that's old, but dial-up is an old technology, and in today's internet, there is so much activity being downloaded to our computers, even on simple websites, that all that data is trying to get through. Imagine the size of information, the size of a fire hose trying to come through a real skinny garden hose. And that's what's happening with dial-up. And the advertisements and Java and Flash and all these things that are on websites are going to slow down your dial-up and could easily lock things up.
I see. Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know. I appreciate the information.
You bet.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Oh, he was saying you too, and then I cut him off. You know, the along with what he was saying there, I am down. I don't know how many clients you've got right now, but I'm 2,000-ish clients. This week, I got rid of two of my last three dial-up clients. So they've
it's
switched
like churning
over.
Butter in your backyard. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody would still have
yep.
dial-up.
If they
like
have
watching
to,
TV
right.
without a DVR. I don't know mm-hmm. why anybody bothers to watch TV without having a DVR.
See, you're
anymore.
Real modern there. But what's happened is, I think, especially in rural areas like we live in out in the West, is high speed has not reached every single nook and cranny yet.
That's true.
At least affordable high speed. And if you are out in those areas, I understand that you're trying to stay online and do that. But if you aren't real diligent about leaving your computer connected to the internet on dial-up overnight, twice a week, I'm talking 8 to 12 hours, you're not going to be able to keep your computer secure because you can't keep up with the Windows updates and the updates for your security. And if you're doing social networking, you're really dead in the water for dial-up.
I don't know
networking.
If it's cost effective, but you know, I have friends that still live out kind of in the farm areas of Fruita that use satellite internet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cost effective or is it really expensive? Or
is
that a good choice for them?
It's the only choice, unfortunately. If you're out in the Thule's where you can't get DSL or cable, satellite internet is about $50 to $75 a month. So it's quite a bit more pricey and about half the speed of DSL.
Mm, okay.
So it's cost effective over dial-up, but in terms of all high speed, it's not very effective.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's how you do it. 970-241-8801, extension 1 is the phone number. If you have a question, feel free to call us up. So we were talking about MySpace versus Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, Facebook, which I think is kind of interesting, started out as a college-only website. Do you remember that?
I didn't know that.
It started.
I went to Facebook because I thought that's where the grown-ups are. When I think of MySpace,
you think of the younger.
I think of
same here.
The younger, dirty cousin of Facebook. I don't. Well, I don't even go near MySpace.
When Facebook started about 4 or 5 years ago, it was only, you had to have a college ID,
okay,
to be able to sign up for it. And then about 2 years ago, I believe, maybe three, they opened it up to everyone. Because they figured, hey, this has been successful enough at the college level, and it's been, and then it exploded after they opened it up to everyone.
Right.
But that's that's kind of a nutshell what there's a couple of the websites that are available for social networking. There's lots of others. Flickr could be considered.
I would consider Flickr in there. And that's actually part of one of the things I have on my list here. Let's answer this call real quick. Hi, you're on KFM with Rick and Adam and Annie. What can we do for you?
This is Bob Wendell. I'm not trying to sell anything, but you're just talking about high-speed internet.
Yeah.
There's a new outfit in town called Wi-Fi West.
Right, yeah.
Are you using it?
Yes.
How is it?
I love it. It's great.
Good.
And it's very affordable, $20 for the 512 download.
Yes, sir. So I just thought I'd mention because you guys were talking about
we appreciate you. Yeah, we've been looking for people who use it. I haven't actually had any experience.
I haven't run across it yet either. What part of the city do you live in?
Over in the Redlands, up in the top of Redlands.
And the signal's reaching to you just fine.
Oh, my, yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we haven't heard yet of someone that's using the service, so I'm glad you found us and called.
Well, yeah, I wanted to pass it on to you because I'm very pleased with it, and there is something available. I couldn't get Quest up here.
Right.
And everything else is too darn expensive. For $19.95, I got what I needed.
And and that's what dial-up was the standard cost for so many years, was $20 a month.
That's
pretty good.
And that's deadly.
Yeah. AOL is still $27.95 a month or something for dial-up.
No, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so I just passed that along. You already knew about it, so I guess I just didn't want to taste
your
time.
Well, no, we'd seen the posters, but we hadn't had any testimonials yet.
Not
so
yet.
We're very glad to hear somebody who's a happy customer of them.
I did go to their website.
I did too, but we want nothing more than success for more options for broadband.
They're putting antennas all over town. They just put one up on top of Channel 5.
Wonderful.
Good.
And they're hitting all over the place
Good
now.
For them. Good
Excellent.
For them.
So cool. They're working great as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
We appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got to get on that broadband.
Yeah, broadband. Even email. Email used to be something you could do on dial-up. But now with people sending large digital photos, movies these days, people are sending movies over email.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to download that on dial-up.
Nope.
You got to get off the dial-up.
Okay. I made kind of a little list of different things as far as social networking goes.
Well, Annie's drawn in some phone calls.
Yeah,
today.
We've got quite a few here.
Let's go.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. You get to answer the next one. Hi, this is KFM with Rick and Adam and Annie on our monthly show. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I'm glad you're there, and I'm sorry, maybe you're just monthly.
Yeah.
talk to John.
So are we.
Call KFM, talk to John.
All righty. Hey, I have a question about that Wi-Fi West. Does one need like a router if you're going to use that option?
No, they provide you with a modem They put an antenna on your roof. The antenna picks up the signal that they're producing and then transmits it into your computer. If you want to share that signal with more than one computer, then you need a router.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And, hey, two other quick questions about opening attachments and email.
Okay.
You must get sick of this, but...
No, we don't get sick of it.
That's our job. If we got sick of it, we'd be unemployed.
Oh.
We would be in line in Washington.
What can we do for you?
An attachment that has a PDF, how can I write in that and then send it back to people? It's an application for the upcoming Earth Day event.
The only way you can do it, if it's not set up to fill it in, is go to my website, go to helpmerick.com.
All right.
And type in fill in PDF.
Oh, okay.
And there's a website where you can upload your PDF to the website, fill in the document, and then you can re-email it. Now, if you want to print it, I believe they're going to charge you like $3 or $4, but it does at least give you the ability to type in the boxes and fill it out.
Okay, that's super, super. And, hey, my other question is about a .doc attachment.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that bad to open those because they have something in them that can...
Not if you know who they're from.
If you know who they're from.
If you know who they're from and you know you're expecting a .doc is a Word document.
Right.
And like say if I'm sending you a schedule for next month's Crochet Club and you need to open it up and you know I'm sending it, that's fine.
Okay, but unknown ones don't open.
Absolutely. Unknown ones don't open anything.
All righty. Okay, well, that answers my questions for now, but I'm going to listen, and I'll get some more.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, people are really waiting for
Maybe
this.
They don't want to talk about social networking.
Man, what That's, the heck? Oh, no, I'm happy to. Let's
we
talk
love,
to them.
We love talking
Hi,
to
you're on KFM with Rick and Adam and Annie. What can we do for you?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, and I have been resisting joining a social network.
Okay.
Main reasons privacy.
Right, yeah.
I'm worried about privacy,
sure.
And I've been getting a lot of pressure. I have family scattered across the country, as most of us do now, and they are rebelling, sending me photos of my nieces and nephews
sure.
via
yeah.
the old way, email, because they say they've already uploaded all that onto their Facebook accounts.
Can you
and
believe
that,
that
to
you're online
Facebook.
And you're trying to be modern, and then now your family's trying to push you even further to be modern?
Yes, and I, number one, privacy. I mean, is are
we're
you
gonna
okay, Mary?
We're gonna,
Mary,
around?
Don't be shy about privacy. There are settings on Facebook that are going to allow you to see pictures of your family, of your friends that are all across the country, and they're not going to be able to be visible by the guy next door or your mailman. There is going to be privacy settings there that you can set. You are going to be so happy that you got onto Facebook because you're going to connect with all those loved ones. I thought having email was an easy way to keep in touch with people. I thought having a blog was an easy way to keep in touch with people. I would say, hey, you want to know what's going on with me? Come and see my blog. But Facebook makes it even easier. And makes you. I like Facebook has something that they call a status that you can update regularly and tell your people what you're doing. Mary is baking cookies today. Mary is going to the doctor. Mary can't find her right shoe. So do it. Just accept the invitation. Make all your family members and your friends part of your network. And don't worry about the privacy settings. You can set privacy settings so that only the people that you want to see your information will see it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the other question leads me to the time factor. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard enough to find time in any given day just to open my email and read my email and respond. But are you all noticing that more time is consumed, i.e. wasted, mm-hmm. with the social
I could say it's as much or as little as you want it
to
be.
The same
if
thing.
You only have a quick minute to pop in and see your cousin's pictures, then that's all you have to do. I think email takes more time to read and respond to. I think Facebook just makes keeping in touch with your
right.
people so much easier.
Well, and here's another thing though, is with Facebook and a lot of the other networking sites, you will get updates in your email about what's going on with your friends, and then you can choose whether or not to click into Facebook or not. So you can make that choice. But I do have to say that I watch far less TV in the last 10 years than I ever have in my whole life, because I do spend more time in front of the screen on the internet. But I feel like I am connecting with people more. I'm learning a heck of a lot more than I ever used to. And certainly ESPN Sports Center doesn't interest me anymore now, since it's all drugs and gambling.
Yeah.
Because you can look at your friends' pictures of trip to Las Vegas.
Do it, Mary. Do it.
I think what's really neat about it.
Call back and think us later. You'll like it.
Okay.
And another thing, too, to think about, and we'll just go ahead and we appreciate your call, Mary, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. And I think one of the things about this is the difference between Facebook and email. Email almost always requires a response. Every email you get is somebody asking you a question or something. Nobody's just calling to say, I'm having a great day today and baking cookies and can't find my right shoe. They don't tell you that stuff. But on Facebook, people are posting pictures, they're putting comments up, and they're just basically doing it to say, here, everybody, so that I don't have to send out 100 emails. Here's what's going on in my life. And it's become, I think, people stopped writing journals for a long time. People stopped, you know, keeping track of what was going on in their life for a long time. Now we have this written document where everybody knows what everybody else is doing, but only as far as they want each other to know. One of the things that's kind of nice about Facebook that's different from MySpace and most of those others is you're not dealing with handles, you're dealing with actual names. So when you look somebody up, they know that they're finding Adam Cochran on Facebook or Annie Payne on Facebook. They're not finding, you know, single man 22 or something, you know, they know who they're looking for.
21.
Right. So when you're looking for somebody, you're not looking for, as you would in MySpace and some of these single, what I call singles bar websites, where you're saying, I want to find women between this age and this age who are looking for this and that. You go on saying, I want to find Adam Cochran. And
I want to connect with people I know.
To this high school in these years. And there he is. Will you be my friend? And then it's still up to him to say, no, I don't want to associate
share my
with
stuff,
you.
Yeah.
And so it's mutually.
And from a privacy
beneficial.
Thing, MySpace or Facebook, because we're all more familiar with Facebook than MySpace, The Facebook does have as the default setting that your profile is what's called when you start a account is private. And from that point, you have to decide whether you want to share your photos with just your friends, or if you want to share photos with your friends and their friends, even if you don't know who they are.
Right.
Or if you want to make your photos public or your any information that you post on there public.
You know, just yesterday, I opted out of my network. When I went on to Facebook, I became part of the Western Colorado Network.
Right.
And at
right.
this point, it has about 49,000 people on it. But, you know, I when I write for my blog, I don't often put pictures of my family on my blog because the Daily Sentinel links to my blog at anthology.blogspot.com. Thanks for letting me throw that in.
Oh, yeah, you bet. No problem.
And the link is on our website, too.
So I don't usually use my family's names. I don't usually put pictures of them. And so when I joined Facebook, I became part of the larger network.
Right.
Well, I started to think about that and decided, well, you know, maybe I don't want my family's pictures available to the 49,000 people in Western Colorado that are part of the network. So I opted out of my network yesterday.
Sure.
So now my profile is literally just available to the people I have chosen. But I think if you're a single gal on the scene and you're looking for love in Western Colorado, you need to be a part of that bigger network.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, I often call Facebook, now no offense to the non-bloggers out there, but I call Facebook blogging for dummies.
Yeah.
Because when you start a blog, people go, oh, I don't know if I can start a blog. I don't have anything clever to say. I don't have anything clever to write about. But with Facebook, you don't need to be writing any long posts or anything very clever. You're just putting your little, you know, tidbits about your day and about your trips and whatever in there. So that's why I love it.
Here's kind of an interesting article I found about social networkers. And this article did a whole study for like 6 months of MySpace, Facebook, and another one called Bebo. Who does Bebo, Adam?
I forget, but it's mostly popular overseas.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, B-E-B-O. It's, let me look,
B-E-E?
B-E-B-O,
just one E.
Yeah.
But they have kind of a category of social networkers, and I think this is kind of interesting. They have the functionals, who they say are a minority of the folks, who only use social networking sites for one intention. And that's how I started.
Right.
I started a Facebook and a MySpace for the Castellini on Computer show. And so Adam and I put up a quick blog a quick profile just to attract attention to the show. But then the next one up is called the Faithfuls. Faithfuls are people who use social networking to rekindle old friendships, often from schools or universities.
That's me.
Is that you that
That's
you started?
Me. Yeah.
Then they have the followers, people who joined up sites just to follow what their peers are doing.
And that's
I kind of follow in that.
Yeah.
Then you have the attention seekers who are craving attention and comments from others.
Guilty.
And often by posting photos and customizing their profiles.
Yeah.
And then you have the alpha socializers who use the sites in short, intense bursts to flirt, meet new people, and be entertained.
Nice.
Okay.
Should we let the caller comment on that? Hello, you're on KFM Public Affairs with Rick and Adam and Annie. What can we do for you?
I'd like to know what Rick thinks about TiVo.
TiVo?
Oh, I love that. And Annie,
awesome.
Annie kind of made a reference to that earlier. TiVo was the first digital video recorder, a DVR. And TiVo is probably the most polished of all the DVR services because you can let's say you like Anthony Hopkins, and he's one of your favorite movie stars. You could put in Anthony Hopkins in the TiVo search engine, and anytime an Anthony Hopkins story comes up on a newscast or if he's in a movie, it'll record it for you. But no, I can't watch TV anymore unless I record it.
I love pausing and rewinding live TV. And when I go to a hotel and I'm watching TV and I see something like, oh, wait, and I kind of try to reach out and pause the TV and I can't watch TV without DVR.
No. It will change your life,
Change your life. Do it, Bob. Bob and Mary need to get on the bandwagon.
Does that help, Bob?
Is it hard to hook up to your television?
Well, I've never hooked one up, so I can't tell you.
Well, I have, and here's the thing I would say is that the people using TiVo are not technically savvy in most cases. I have a lot of clients, even older clients who are in their 80s and, you know, they're using TiVo all the time. So I know
it hooked up, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
My cable guy hooked it up. I didn't do anything. He handed me the remote.
Once you hook it up, it's just a couple wires that you hook up, and then it asks you questions and walks you through that stuff. And probably the most time-consuming thing is typing in the names of the people who you're, you know, the different actors are setting the schedules, but it's not as complicated as setting up a VCR. It's very
much easier than a VCR.
Yeah, it's a lot of its menu systems you go through alphabetically. So in other words, Anthony Hopkins, you'd look under the H's and
the nice thing with TiVo is TiVo is connected to the internet,
right?
And you can actually program your TiVo from your computer,
right?
Which makes it even easier.
Sounds good. I'll go buy one.
I think it's worth it. I think you'll be happy with it.
Okay, thank you.
Have
you
a good day.
Thank you.
Boy, maybe we're just catching on. We're getting all these calls.
That works. I'm
glad. You know,
glad.
You were mentioning something about an international
the Bebo
networking site.
Yep, there's a few of those, yeah.
I love Facebook because now I can keep track of my friends in Venezuela.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I lived in Venezuela, made a lot of lasting relationships, and have never been able to maintain those.
Yeah.
Now that Facebook is here and technology has made some advances, I'm in contact with almost every single one of my friends in Venezuela. I'm so happy about it.
It is. It is.
Well, I think
really
that
amazing.
We all have good intentions to write letters, even write emails and make phone calls. But in today's busy world, those things oftentimes get pushed to the back burner.
It's true.
And oftentimes for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. I have a friend in Kentucky. He's not technologically savvy, so he doesn't have an email address. So we have to make phone calls. And there'll be a year sometimes before we actually make the phone call. Not that we don't think about each other constantly, but between him and I, he's got a busy family. I have a busy family. And if he could get on Facebook or even get an email address, for goodness sake, we could start.
I may be repeating myself, but I thought keeping track of my people through email and through my blog was easy, but Facebook just makes it that much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's several things, too, that I thought about that kind of tie this all together. We mentioned blogging, and I think we need to define that real quick because that word just keeps coming up over and over and over. And it does kind of tie in together with Facebook. I think a lot of times blogging is kind of where it all started. That blogging is when somebody sets up a small website that's as easy to edit as email. So they basically, instead of having to know how to build pages and all of that, they basically enter in the subject line, the body of the message on its simplest form, maybe even insert a few pictures, and then when they hit post, it actually goes up on the internet. And it has
a website.
It has some wonderful uses. It can be to keep businesses informed, you know, what's happening on a business level. Most websites today are some form of a blog, most major websites. Even things like Amazon.com has a lot of blogging tied into it. The word comes from web blog, W-E-B, and then L-O-G, like a
diary.
Yeah, like a diary, like web diary. A weblog, combined that, they took the we off there, so now it's just called a blog. But anybody can set those up, and then what they've done is taken that concept of people were making all their individual blogs. But how do you find these blogs? How do you keep track of each other? And that's what Facebook kind of does. It kind of merges that ability for people to post information for everybody to see, but only the people who they want to see it.
Right. And I was going to mention that a lot. We get a lot of questions at how do I make a website?
Right.
And a lot of times people want to make a website, like Andy mentioned earlier, just simply to keep in touch with friends. And with these social networking websites, you don't have to know how to make a website. It gets made for you on the fly.
That's
right.
Exactly why I started my blog. Is I had a lot of ideas in my head that I wanted to share. I had a lot of people I wanted to keep in touch with, and I found the blogging format. My cousin was putting together our family reunion, and she started a blog so that all the family could go there and share information and start our family reunion that way. And I thought, wow, this is a great format. This is what I can do to entertain my friends and family and get all those funny, crazy ideas that I had in my head.
Yeah.
So I started Hot Fruit of Moms, like you mentioned earlier. But over time, people found me that I really didn't want to be found by.
Yeah.
They were Googling Hot Farmer Moms and Hot Biker Moms and finding me. And I thought, okay, I want to represent myself more, not Hot Moms or Fruta. So that's why I changed it to Anthology. But going back to what you're saying about how the ease of it, being able to create your website or create what you want to do in a blog format.
And you can start it in as little or as much as you want.
Right.
And you can start slow and just gradually ease up into it. And I think that's what people end up doing. If they get roped into it like Mary was earlier and eventually says, okay, I'll sign up, you kind of tend to sit on the outskirts and kind of watch for a while.
Right.
And then after a while, you kind of get in the hang of it. And it becomes kind of fun.
I was a member of Facebook for weeks, maybe months, before I really got into it. And then, you know, more friends from high school started to find me.
Mm-hmm.
My friends from Venezuela started to find me. And I thought, oh, this is great. And I started looking for more people and connecting with cousins and family that I haven't spoken to in years. And so I've just loved it for that reason. But sometimes Facebook, it takes a little bit of it starts up gradually because right. as you add more friends, you get more into it.
That's
well,
right.
I was going to say, it kind of gains momentum
That's
as
true.
You go. You start, like all of a sudden, this past 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
we found Doug, our old buddy from KNZZ, yeah. and yeah. and it was kind of interesting reading his story because I didn't know what happened to old Doug.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting reading about that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's this whole thing. The thing I think that is interesting about it is it can be used so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about kind of the social aspect of how do you keep track with people you already knew and old friends and all of that. Facebook is hitting critical mass right now over the past couple months mm-hmm. to where it's expanding and doubling in size faster than what it took to grow, you know, over the first few years. So now every month it's compounding. And that happening is bringing more people together, but also people have been members of all these other social networks over time, not MySpace, or they've been members of LinkedIn, or they've been members of, some of the Twitter,
Bebo,
you know, all these other ones, all these other ones that tried to be that. And I think Facebook just made theirs the simplest. And since it's an actual name service, it made it easy for people to feel comfortable going on there. So now people are using Facebook, not just for keeping track of old friends, but now they're saying, okay, our company is going to form a Facebook page. Everybody in this group is going to use Facebook to communicate back and forth on the status of projects.
I do have
to
say that if you're new to Facebook, you have to give yourself a little bit of time to get up to speed on how things are organized
right.
and how to do things, because you do have on the very first page says, what am I doing now? Rick
right.
is what? And I love taking out the word is and putting in
right.
something else.
I just
because some people
up.
Put the is. But it does take a little while. Even as a techie myself, I found that Facebook was a little bit overwhelming in terms of where do I find this, where do I
exactly.
find that.
It still is, yeah.
But I think once you get that momentum rolling, like Annie mentioned earlier, as more friends come on board, you start to kind of almost get pulled into it.
One thing that I found just yesterday that I didn't know we could do is you can play games on Facebook and then invite your friends to that game.
Right.
I have a nephew in Boston that, you know, I don't see him very often, maybe once a year. I found this game. I thought, oh, I think my nephew's going to enjoy this. And I invited him to join me on that game so we could compete
right.
against each other. And I
yeah.
just think it's a fun way for him and I to interact, even though we're a
sure.
country apart.
Yeah.
And you're doing it together at the same time?
We don't play the game at the same time.
Okay.
We compete in scores.
Gotcha.
We compete
okay.
in scores.
So you post
really
your
fun.
Score, and then he goes and
That's
posts
right.
his score. Gotcha.
Hey, you know, Adam, you mentioned something about LinkedIn,
uh-huh.
and I think a lot of people might not know what that is, but
yeah.
might find it useful to them, especially
yeah.
in this economy.
Yeah, LinkedIn is kind of like Facebook with just a business center
Angle.
To it. So you go in and basically you post a little resume, and all that information says what your skills are, who you've worked for, what your past is, all of that information on there, and then people can search for you based on those things. So they can say, I need to find a plumber, corporate building, something like that, put in the basic information, and then Grand Junction, Colorado or whatever, and they can search the network for people with those skills. So it has more of a professional center to it, not near as much of a social aspect. It's not really made to keep people in touch. However, it does let people within a company work together. It has its use. It's certainly not as fun as Facebook. I'd say it's, you know,
well,
LinkedIn
it's
is very, yeah, LinkedIn is very business oriented. MySpace is very much trash oriented. You get Facebook kind of more towards the business, less towards the trash, but it still has come somewhere in the middle to the way it works. So
by the way, you are listening to 88.1 KAFM Grand Junction, Colorado, and this is Rick and Adam, the noontime public affairs show. We are at helpmerick.com
yep.
and we have our guest today, Annie Payne. We're talking about social networking. You can jump in, and if your story is about social networking, at 970-241-8801 extension 1, or if you have a question about anything related to computers, or if
yeah.
you want to tell Bob how great TiVo is, and you can call in as well.
That works. One of the other ones that I had down here to talk about is Twitter, and I just wanted to mention that because that word is happening everywhere. It's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of reaching that critical mass. I still don't understand the whole full point of it, but I'll tell you how it's fun, and I'll tell you what I like.
Explain
what I do
what
like about it. Twitter is what's called a microblog. You do it pretty much from your cell phone. You can do it on the computer, but you go to twitter.com and you set up an account and you tell them what your cell phone number is, and then they will confirm you.
They're not going to call you.
Not going to call you. They just confirm you so that they know that that's actually you. And then you do kind of like you do with the status on Facebook. You have 120 or 160, I think it's 120,
160, I think 160.
Some 140, something characters, just a few characters to post something. And you post it up, and That's it. It's just a running website. It's just a running thing that happens all the time.
A running list of what you're doing.
But like Facebook, you hook up with friends and you can either follow people or you have people following you and watching your Twitters. And that by itself I don't get. But what is cool about Twitter, even if you're not a Twitter member, is to go, I think it's worth setting up an account for when there's something big happening and you want to know about it. So anywhere in the world, you can go onto Twitter and look at the blogs that are being posted. These little, they call them twits.
Mini blogs, yeah.
And these little tweets, I'm sorry, tweets. They call them tweets.
Right.
These little
right.
tweets come up and you can actually see stuff. I mean, like when the people were in the river in the Hudson, you know, and the airplane was going down, you had people sitting there watching the whole thing, writing down their tweets, or if there's an earthquake in California or something. And I think it's a really
cool. Was there anybody on the plane that was tweeting on?
You know what? I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. I know the very first picture came from a tweet. So,
did it.
Yep. So I think that's kind of interesting.
I'm going to ask Annie a personal question while you get the phone. Do you tweet?
I belong to Twitter. I don't tweet.
Yes, I don't either.
All right. Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on Public Affairs with Rick and Adam and Annie answering all kinds of computer stuff. What can we do for you?
Actually, this is not so much as asking a question. It's
sure.
saying that I wasn't really clear about what Facebook was about, really, and I have a girlfriend who is on it so much that I've started to think, you know, is she in love with Facebook or me? And now I'm getting it a little bit better.
Good.
So it's real good clarification. It's a social network. It's a blog. You can be selective about who you want to talk to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just want to say thanks.
Well, sure. You
appreciate
bet. It. No
glad
problem.
You're listening. Thanks for calling.
Program. And thanks for that thing on the Wi-Fi. That was real interesting too.
Good. Well, you're welcome. I'm glad
listen
we're here
to us
to
every
you.
Month.
Okay.
Third Wednesday of every month.
Thanks.
Thanks. I don't
good.
Know. That's
I'm glad
seven
we're getting...
calls or something today. That was real good.
So, social networking, I think you hear it out in the news and people talk about Twitter and they talk about Facebook, but a lot of people really haven't heard what is it all about and should I be trying it? Should I look at it? Is it safe? Those kinds of things. Now, how long have you said you've been on Facebook, Annie?
Since early fall.
Oh, so you just started last
yes.
fall.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's about the same time we started, really. We haven't been on it that long.
And it was under duress. A mm-hmm. lot of the friends that I
that's
blog
exactly
with
I started.
Were joining and they were sending me the invitation to join Facebook. And I'm like, we blog together. Why do I need to have a Facebook? But I did it and got real into it. And I'm glad.
Well,
that
like I said, we had our Facebook for about 2 years for the radio show, but we never did anything with it.
Right.
And then Adam signed up for himself and started working with it. And Adam and I are kind of funny with each other because we like to kind of have little mini competitions about but more jabbering. I mean, more what's the word I'm looking for? Jostling with each other and jousting with each other word-wise. And so Adam will post a story and then make a funny comment about it. And that's what's kind of fun about Facebook, too, is if you find something interesting in the news or anything related to any hobby or sports team, you can post information about that. Just to kind of jab at some of your friends and try to entice them into a little conversation.
Adam cracks me up a lot.
I do.
With
I try
his
to.
Status updates and the little things that he posts. Adam's
that's what
really
I say.
Funny
Adam's really
on
good about
Facebook.
The attention seeker.
I call that
here.
I call that stirring the pudding.
Exactly.
And I try to stir the pudding as much as I can on there.
But that's what makes it fun.
Now, are you guys part of any groups on Facebook? I'm a part of the Flipping Out group. There's a show on Bravo called Flipping Out. It stars Jeff Lewis. I'm a part of that group because I'm a fan.
Cool.
Did you join Adam's group, Famous People in Grand Junction?
I started Famous People in Grand Junction.
I also started the Facebook Narcissist Club, so that's
so
also
you need to
I'm
join
part
one
of
those.
The Adam Fixed My Computer group.
Oh, good. There
that's
you
a
go.
Good one. That's a good group.
Hi, you're on Public Affairs with Rick and Adam and Annie. What can we do for you?
Yes, my husband just joined Facebook within the last couple of weeks to connect with his siblings and... He spends a lot of time in the evenings answering memes and, you know, 25 questions about different things. And I was wondering if Annie knows if there's a certain etiquette for, you know, do you have to answer every one of those or...
I don't. I haven't. Well, one reason is because I have a blog, and if I really wanted to sit down and write a long note or something, I would do it on my blog. Yeah, when you join Facebook, you're going to get a lot of invitations, a lot of applications to send people virtual pieces of candy and virtual plants and play this game and join this cause. And I think a lot of it I just ignore. You have the choice to
it's
either
like
confirm or accept.
And nobody gets
and
nobody hears
I just
on it, so.
I just don't do it. And nobody they, when you turn people down either to be a friend or to join their cause or to play their game or write 25 random things about yourself, they don't get a little thing that says, oh, so-and-so turned you down. They don't get that. They just don't even know.
In fact, most of the time when they invite you to do it, they don't even know they're inviting you to do it. You can go through and just check all the boxes in your friends list and send it out to everybody. It kind of like you would with a mass email or
and
something like
real,
that.
Real laissez-faire. People really don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't answer it, it's not
a big
deal.
Nobody's getting their feelings hurt at all.
Miss Manners will not be called.
Yeah.
I promise.
Okay, that's good to know, because my husband is, you know, oh, my brother sent me this. I have to answer
it. Tell him to ignore it.
And it's interesting for him, but sometimes, you know, it takes a long time, and it's a chunk out of the evening.
Sure. No, just don't even worry about it. And my favorite button when somebody, there's all the little applications, the pillow fights and things like that. And for people who haven't been on Facebook, you'll know what we're talking about as soon as you join up.
Those are for people that like to use, what's our
Incredimail.
Incredimail.
Yeah,
that's
kind of the same sort of thing. It's Incredimail of Facebook. But they invite you to do these things, like this little pillow fight, or so-and-so gives you, like you said, a piece
candy.
Of flair. That's another good. They give you all these dumb little games that go on in Facebook. There's a little button underneath those, whenever you get invited, that says block this application.
I
hit that little block this
important.
Application, and then I can't get invited to any more pillow fights.
I don't get invited to save the rainforest anymore because of that. Not that it isn't a worthy cause, I'm telling you, but I don't.
But if
get
I saved it every time I received an invitation to save it, then it would.
So
I
just tell him, change your status and come watch the DVR with me. That's what I would
Tell
him. You have DVR, right?
All right.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
We have about 15 more minutes on the public affairs here on KFM, and it's 970-241-8801, extension 1, with Rick, Adam, and Annie. And you can give us a call if you have a lot of Facebook questions today.
Yeah.
That's good. People are interested
in
this.
Well, and I think maybe because we have had so many Facebook questions, and so many, I wasn't going to go into this, but I think maybe we should. Facebook is in the news this week because they've changed their licensing agreement. And the licensing agreement now has a phrase in it, a three-word phrase. I think it says, for any purpose. So in other words, what they do is they say, your information that you post on Facebook can be used for any purpose. Instead of saying, for advertising or for this, they put for any purpose in there, mostly to cover themselves, because they didn't want to get sued for using it for something that, you know, maybe an advertisement that ends up on another site or something like that. They just said, okay, let's make this broad blanket statement of for any purpose, just to cover ourselves. But yet there's also a Facebook Bill of Rights that says your information belongs to you. We will not sell your information. We will not do it.
It's and private, so, unless you make it unprivate.
It's all there. And so they cover, I mean, it's all there, but people are seeing that one phrase in there that says your information can be used for any purpose.
And the news blew it out of proportion.
Well, rightfully so. I think for any purpose is a scary phrase. I think that they rightfully, but again, I think they're going to sharpen it up, and it'll work out fine. So I wouldn't
well,
be afraid
and I think
of joining
if we,
Facebook just for
if
that.
We kind of scrutinized every agreement we agree to, both in software we install and websites we join, we'd probably see a lot of those kinds of phrases.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's that way all the time. So, but anyway, just so when you see that on the news, don't be scared. I know there's a lot of people out there deleting their Facebook profiles because they're afraid that Facebook is going to sell their information. But I welcome them.
Mine's
I think
not
if they
want to
sell my
really
information.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one thing I'll admit here on here on the air, because I've had a few people that I really don't know, because I have my Facebook is public because I want to publicize HelpMeRick.com.
Yep.
I have my birthday as not really my birthday, and I don't have my year there. So people want to add me to their calendars for my birthday. I don't, again, I just don't answer
that's
them.
That's an application that I ignore too.
Yeah, I'd ignore it.
But add me to your calendar.
I think for privacy's sake, if you're worried about privacy, there is no reason you have to tell the truth on the personal information.
Right.
You can put your first name. You don't have to put your birthday. You don't have to put your hometown, because people that you're connecting with know who you are.
Maybe. Now, see, I kind of think both ways on that, because I understand wanting to keep people from finding you. But at the same time, a lot of people may only know that I'm Adam Cochran in Grand Junction, Colorado. They might not know.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, if you're nervous about it and you're kind of joining like Mary was earlier, she already knows who she's going to connect with.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care to connect with anyone else.
Right.
She doesn't have to put her name's Mary Schuster.
Oh, exactly.
She can just put Mary.
Because you use Facebook to promote yourselves and promote your business, do you accept every invitation, every friend invitation you get?
No.
I don't get that many.
I have to see who their other friends are. I always look to see who their other friends are.
I see how many mutual friends we have in common before.
And you can find out all that information. And even then, sometimes
my network is very small.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Mine, you're up near 300. I pretty much know everybody in my friends list. I have 300
people, Adam?
I have 250 some. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting up there.
I'm at 203.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good.
And
see,
I've even given my friend list a haircut.
Yeah.
If people add me as a friend.
For a free whopper?
Yeah, seriously. If they add me as a friend and then they don't bother to leave a little message for me on my wall, like, hey, Annie, good to see you. How's it going? Your family's
beautiful.
Then
you defriend them?
Then I defriend them because then I think, hey, you just added me for the number. Like when people from high school who never spoke to me
in high school added
me as a friend, and I'm like, oh, see, I remember. You ignored me in the halls.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten. Good for you. And then I may add them just to see what they're doing, and then I cut them later.
Yeah.
But they don't get a
notification.
Do you
do it publicly?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right.
I'm passive aggressive like
they
that.
They do, or they don't get a notification?
They do not get a notification that you
defriended them.
I've been defriended several times now for my political comments and stuff on there.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
I just am shocked.
Cat sound.
Or it was for the free Whopper. A while back, Burger King had a promotion where if you cut 10 friends, they'd send you a free Whopper.
Hello,
you're on Public Affairs with Rick and Adam and Annie. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you guys are aware that there's kind of a little controversy brewing if you watch The View, and I have a tendency of watching it.
Oh, my goodness. You're admitting that on the air?
Controversy on The View? No, go ahead. I'm just kidding. What can we do for you?
I do it for comic relief.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll pretend that's the reason, so go ahead.
Okay. So did you know that Facebook, the people that run Facebook, came out with a directive that they sent out to all of their subscribers basically declaring that they had the right to use anything that was downloaded or uploaded to those sites as they saw fit. It was a really wide range of discretion that they had, and they got such a influx of emails from people not realizing just what the discretion Facebook had that AP came out with a little blurb that said that Facebook management is reconsidering what its policy was. I don't know if you... I thought I'd throw that out. Maybe you want to talk about that.
No, we appreciate you doing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
And that's kind of what we were referring to earlier with the agreement.
Right.
And I think that's what...
And it happens over and over. It's happened with eBay. It's happened with Google. It's happened with... I mean, they always cut it back down and fix it. So it's not anything...
I'm sure Whoopi and the gals just kind of jumped on that and...
Yeah, I just don't think...
Saw a press release
about.
And their director said... But again, Adam and I tend to be, I think, very... I don't want to say... trusting, but I think we tend to think that you're more anonymous on the internet than you think you are,
right?
Because there's so many gazillions of people out there on the internet, and when you sign up for these kinds of sites, you can make it as private or as unprivate as you want. And the information that the caller just referred to, and like we talked about earlier with the license, there are 120 some odd million people on Facebook.
Yeah,
the chances are that Facebook's going to pull your information out. Is it 175
million or something like
that? So, but if they pull out Adam Cochran's information or Annie Payne's information and then do something with it, they're not going to do that.
Right.
Because number one, they're going to get sued.
Right.
And if they get sued and their name goes bad, what's going to happen to Facebook? It's going to go under the toilet.
Yeah.
So they're doing the best they can to protect their business.
Right.
And their business is not going to be about exploiting you.
Right. And I think here's a good example or one. The thing to protect yourself. If stuff like that happens, it's usually because the person who set up the account did something dumb.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, when you set up Facebook, you set it up with a username and a password. Don't make your password your first name because that's part of your account. You know, don't make it to where they have to answer a secret question that's widely available. That's where Sarah Palin got in trouble.
Yep.
Something like, which elementary school did you go to? Well, all they have to know is which elementary school you went to, and they can get your password.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself to kind of make it more obscure. One tip that I've heard recently that I think is really a pretty good one is if you're setting that up, every time you set up a password, they always have you fill in a question, always make a question.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you pick. Some people have said that a good way to do this, and I think it probably is pick two or three words that aren't even associated with the questions that are being asked. And then make it one of those two or three words. Maybe have one word for financial sites and one word for social things like this. And one word for when you register to win something. Have a different one. But
write it down.
Yeah, exactly. Write it down.
Maybe because I'm getting older, but I get more and more bothered every time I'm sitting in front of someone's computer and they
say, I don't have a password.
Yeah, I don't have a password, or I don't know where I wrote that password. It's not difficult to write it down, keep it in. Even most people that are really good about keeping track of it will just get a little notebook and write it in a notebook and keep it in there. And when you update it or change something, update your notebook.
Anytime I create an account with somebody where I'm giving out credit card numbers or addresses or phone numbers, that's a separate password. Then what I'd use for email or, you know, something just fun. But I have a money password and then another one that I don't use.
Absolutely.
Well, and really, for security, you want to use as many different passwords as you can. I mean, even if you have like 5 money accounts, you should be using 5 different passwords for each one of those money accounts just for increased safety. Because if somebody finds one, they're going to have all 5.
Yeah.
So just be real careful out there with passwords. Now, one thing we didn't talk about today, and we tend to talk about it every month in some way or form, so I'm going to interject it right now.
Go for it.
Is Apple.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say that having an iPhone has helped me kind of interject myself more into the Facebook community.
Yep.
Because I like the caller earlier talked about how much time does it take to interact with Facebook in the evenings. And I don't sit in front of my computer a lot in front of Facebook, but I do find that if during the day, if I'm between customers and I've made all my calls and I've got a few minutes, I'll look at Facebook on my iPhone and I'll kind of keep up with what people are doing. And so it's kind of a nice little thing. And a lot of mobile phones, you can look up your iPhone information on the mobile phone, especially if you have any kind of a BlackBerry or a Trio, a Palm. Those kinds of things.
I do feel like I'm missing out on something by not having internet on my phone.
It'll be more so that way,
if I'm, you know, waiting for my kids to come out of school or I'm sitting in the doctor's office or whatever I'm doing, I think, oh, this would be a great opportunity to check my email or change my status on Facebook. And I can't because I don't have the internet.
Take a picture and post it up.
There you go.
We just did that. Adam and I both did those on Facebook. But they are. If you have a smartphone, and Adam and I have been using smartphones for literally almost 10 years, they will really change the way you travel, they change the way you eat, all kinds of different things, because you can look stuff up and use your phone to get to places easier, find places easier. Makes it really nice. And for the social networking, Adam uses his for Twitter. You can use any phone for Twitter, because that's what it's all about, is a text messaging.
So, Rick, would you say that you love technology?
I would say I really like technology. And the funny thing is, do you know what my real profession is, Annie? Did Adam tell you? I'm a physical therapist.
I had no idea.
By trade. I'm a physical therapist by trade. Did it for almost 10 years. And my last few years, I started using a computer to manage my physical therapy career and other physical therapists. Found I kind of had a little bit of a hankering for it. And when I moved to Grand Junction, started a business. So
I
there
didn't
you
know
go.
That. Very good.
So see, I really like technology.
I have one leg longer than the other. Never mind. Never mind.
You're at the physical therapy show with Rick just Rick. All right.
All right. So did we cover anything? Did we not cover anything with social networking here that we need to in the last few minutes?
The only thing I have written down here that we didn't talk about is how almost every site now has a social networking aspect to it. Even when you sign up for eBay now. Mm-hmm. There is now a link that says, I mean, there always has been, contact another eBay member, ask them a question. In fact, eBay may be one of the starts to this, because the eBay network, or what do they call it? The eBay
community.
Yeah, the eBay community was one of the first major social networks, and that's really what made eBay what it was.
Well, and I think, like you're saying, those bulletin boards, way back before even the internet, bulletin board systems are kind of the forefathers of modern day social networking.
Absolutely.
And so it works great. All right. Anything else? Annie, what are we missing? Anything?
I'd just like to plug my blog again.
Go for it. I was going to tell you to do that if you hadn't already.
You can find me at anethology.blogspot.com. anethology.blogspot.com.
Yep.
I'm also in the newspaper every other Saturday. I have people say, Annie, I missed you this week. That's because I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
But and you can probably get your articles online at GJ Sentinel.
You can get my articles online at gjsentinel.com. I'm under local opinion with the other columnists, so
there
you can read me.
You're under opinion.
I'm opinionated. Nice. I'm definitely
you're not
opinionated.
Under the blog.
Actually, I thought it was all fact.
I am Everything under the blogs. I'm under local opinion, and my blog is also found under the GJ Sentinel blogs.
Good.
And you can also find me on Facebook if you know my name and you want to add me.
And if you can't spell Annie Theology,
Annie theology. That's good too. You should do that one too.
How do you say Annie?
Anthology. Anthology. Like anthology.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's anthology.
See, and I can't spell it either. Go to my website, helpmerick.com. I have Annie's link right there, front and center.
Annie theology domain as soon as I get home.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
You bet.
This was a load of fun.
You bet. And again, all the blog, all the other links, everything else we talk about is on helpmerick.com also. So
you can find, and we'll be back here next month on the third Wednesday of the month. We're here at KAFM every month on the third Wednesday. We will post this podcast later today at helpmerick.com. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing and you want to hear the whole hour, you can listen to it. It is commercial free.
As long as nothing happened to our recording, we will post it up.
Yep, we'll post it up. And we'll be back again next month for another hour of jam-packed computer information.
Yep.
Do you know what you're going to talk about next month?
We don't. We never do until about 2 weeks before.
Okay.
But we do appreciate all the calls today. Yeah, a lot of great callers, a lot of good phone calls, a lot of good questions. And we appreciate you calling in. And you can keep that phone number tattooed to your arm, 970-241-8801. Extension 1, so that next month you'll have it right there. You just lift up your hand, look at your tattoo on your arm, and you'll be able to call us up and ask us your computer questions.
Maybe next week, next time, we might do something like starting a blog or starting a website. Maybe.
We could. And we were also thinking about digital photography.
Digital photography,
because
too.
Because the new, what's it called?
PMA. Yeah, Photo Marketers Association,
that
or
meets
Marketing Association.
This month or next
March.
Month? It meets in March. So it may, will it be done by the time we get on the air?
I don't know. I don't, I think so. I think so, actually.
And
so
that's the big
that's
the big show every year that comes out with the new cameras,
right?
And
they're
new
already
software.
Getting released. Yeah, it's already happening. I mean, the new announcements are happening now. So I imagine by the time next month rolls around, even if we do a pre-show show, I think it would be good.
I'd love to hear more about those websites where you can do photo editing
sure.
upload your photos and that kind of thing.
That could be our next
one,
Web 2.0.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Okay. We got three topics right there we can cover over the next few months.
We're good. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're listening to KFM 88.1 Grand Junction, and have a good day.